Good afternoon. Clear skies and light winds overnight produce temperatures below zero to start the day. High pressure is in control, and that means plenty of sunshine through the afternoon, and we're currently rebounding through the teens, and eventually we'll be up into the high teens and lower 20s on average for afternoon highs. Though we will start to pick up an increasing west to southwesterly wind, which will add to the chill today. Overnight tonight, clear and calm again, which will allow temperatures to go back down to zero, or within a few degrees on either side of zero across the region. And this will set us up for another sunny and dry day tomorrow. We'll rebound even further back into the mid-20s for afternoon highs. High pressure, which will be in control of our weather through tomorrow, eventually drifting off the eastern seaboard, allowing a disturbance to swing in from the Great Lakes on Friday. This will produce extensive cloud cover and even a few snow showers from time to time, which could dust the ground. Temperatures, though, on Friday will reach up into the lower 30s. Another and more potent system will head our way for Saturday. Right now, it looks like we'll start the day dry, maybe even a little sunshine, especially in northern New England, though clouds will be on the increase through the day. And there's a chance of snow or a rain-snow mix by dark from south to north. It'll continue into the evening. High temperatures on Saturday will be up into the middle 30s. It'll rain or snow on Saturday night, and a few leftover snow showers first thing Sunday morning, then dry with increasing sun in the afternoon as that storm moves out. High temperatures on Sunday still on the pleasant side and into the middle to upper 30s. Behind the system on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of snow, especially south of I-90, the way it looks now, back into the upper 20s, and staying in the 20s despite mostly sunny skies on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories remain in effect from southern New Jersey and coastal Virginia, south through the Carolinas, all of Georgia, and even into northern Florida. That coastal low continues to produce snow and ice for the southeast, although precipitation is now winding down. While snowfall totals are not particularly impressive by northern standards, for some locations it's the first snowfall in a number of years, and icing is also an issue this morning in spots. Meanwhile, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have now been issued for a large part of the Intermountain West. Energy over the eastern Pacific will break down the upper level ridge over the west coast that has been steering storms into Alaska and western Canada. The result will be much needed snow in the mountains, with some areas picking up as much as 1 to 2 feet by the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 degrees at Miami and Vero Beach, both in Florida, to a low of 35 below zero at Longville, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine in the mid-20s, Boston light snow, then clearing, breezy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with highs in the lower teens. The average high temperature at Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 54 set in 2002, and the record low 10 below zero in 1925. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:04 p.m. 9 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the teens. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 15 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, breezy, and cold today, highs in the lower to mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the middle to upper teens. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, breezy, and cold today with highs in the upper teens to lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near zero. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy, cold today with highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny, not as cold, in the mid-20s, mostly cloudy, a few snow showers Friday in the lower 30s. Late day snow and rain possible on Saturday with highs in the mid-30s. Leftover flurries Sunday morning, then increasing sun, mid to upper 30s. Chance of light snow south on Monday in the 20s and back into the 20s with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayano.